And now for another story about speed and gravity. Reporter Alex Chadwick takes us to the streets of San Francisco.
My name is Cliff Coleman. I'm 55 years old, and I was raised in the hills of Berkeley, California. I'm a skateboarder.
And not just any 55-year-old skateboarder, Cliff Coleman is a founding father of the radical downhill form of skateboarding known as sliding. What looks insanely dangerous about sliding is that the skaters groove their boards sideways, skidding and sliding, to slow down a little on the fast hills. And they wear heavy work gloves with hunks of hard plastic glued to the palms. At full speed, in mid-descent, they sometimes duck into a crouch, and they use the gloves like friction brakes to dodge a car, maybe, or bank into a curve. And then you can trace their runs by the long S-shaped plastic residue on the surface of the asphalt. Skid marks. On a Saturday morning, we meet Cliff in the steep hills high above Berkeley across the bay from San Francisco. And he's with a friend, another slider and fellow skateboarder and more or less normal chemist named Jim Kluggish.
Yeah, I work at a scientific instrumentation manufacturing facility in Walnut Creek, California.
You have a home and a mortgage?
Yeah, I sure do. Interest-only loan and a full-time job and two kids at Berkeley High.
But you're also still skateboarding downhill in this sliding technique that a lot of people would think is just nuts.
Well, skateboarding used to be all-encompassing and consuming lifestyle. And now it's something I get to do when I have a chance because I'm so busy being old and responsible. But still, it's the most fun thing I do. So I cherish it because it's something that I can hang on to like that. Not a lot of people have at my age or even at Cliff's age something that's that extreme that they feel comfortable doing.
The gloves are so important here. The slabs of high-density plastic, like the stuff that goes into those milky white cutting boards. And the technique, turning the boards sideways, digging into the hill. Cliff says it's just like how hockey players turn and dig into the ice.
We release the edge in a similar way on skateboards, and we slide sideways. And